That is absolutely right. You know, I work in the U.S. Capitol building every day, and I work in the most accessible of all U.S. government buildings. The White House, most government agencies, the Pentagon, you have to go through a security check to get into any of those buildings. But that's not the case for the U.S. Congress. This is the people's house, as you mentioned. These are the lawmakers that we elect to represent us in Washington, D.C. And the entire idea of the U.S. Capitol is that the people who elect those lawmakers are able to go into the building, observe them at work when they're in session or at hearings. And all of that has been undermined by the events of all these past 3 months that have really called into question the balance between security versus accessibility. And what's really interesting about the attack last Friday is that it came just as they were taking down the outside perimeter security fencing. So ever since the January 6th riot, there were two rings of security fencing around the U.S. Capitol. The inner security ring with the barbed wire, that is still in place as of now, as we speak. What happened on Friday was that the attacker went to a vehicle checkpoint, which is intended to make sure that you are a secure person who can enter that inner ring of the U.S. Capitol complex. All of the security analysts that I've spoken to have said, look, even though a U.S. Capitol police officer died in this attack, the system did work here in terms of keeping that attacker from getting any closer to the U.S. Capitol.
So the system worked in terms of preventing an attacker getting to those that are operating inside the most secure areas of the Capitol, those who are carrying out the legislative duties of the country. But moving forward, you know, what are you hearing in terms of plans to make this final security adjustment after the January 6th riot?
Right. Yeah. So the attack on Friday was very different in nature from the January 6th riot, as we know, when thousands of pro-Trump rioters overwhelmed Capitol security forces. That's a very different security issue. And they have to, lawmakers are really planning out really in-depth ways to look at how they can avoid that particular situation. There was a security review that was released last month that had a number of recommendations, including making up the shortfall in the U.S. Capitol Police Force. I don't know if people know, but we're only talking about 2,300 people who are guarding the entire U.S. Capitol complex and U.S. lawmakers, in addition to the thousands of staff that work there every day, journalists, custodial. This is a small city that only 2,300 people are being asked to guard. And everyone is saying that immediately there has to be more hiring and there has to be a bigger budget. There is also some discussion about some mobile permanent fencing that can be moved around the Capitol grounds to accommodate different security concerns, as well as some mounted Capitol police who can immediately address some of the other issues that may come up during First Amendment protests, which is something no lawmaker wants to ban on the U.S. Capitol grounds, because that would be a terrible image to send around the world for American democracy. There has to be some balance between keeping the grounds open for the people and making sure that something like January 6th never happens again.
Have they set any kind of guidelines as to when they hope to wrap things up and have a final recommendation for the security parameters?
A lot of that is tied into the bigger commission over the events of January 6th that is still being fiercely debated among lawmakers about the makeup of that commission, how they're going to operate in their work. We, of course, do already have that security review from a retired lieutenant general. And then we have a whole rush of congressional hearings because, of course, Congress has oversight over the U.S. Capitol Police. They're continuing the work that they've done since January 6th to examine the events and to start putting some more security recommendations into place. But of course, as with everything on Capitol Hill, this is a political issue. There's a battle between Democrats who want enhanced security measures and Republicans who are saying that all of those fences need to come down. That's going to be a political debate that we're going to have to watch play out over the next few weeks. And the Friday attack may play a role in kind of pushing that discussion forward and hastening it towards its end.